5 bedrooms down there, and we'd go down there, and there wasn't enough beds in our place was for us to go down there and sleep. And we were at my grandmother's almost every day. And
she probably liked having
you over there. Mary, I have some dip. It'll have to be thawed out. But I'll get it if you have long enough to wait. Could I thaw it out in the oven, you think?
I don't know. What is it?
Never have tried onion dip.
I suppose you could. I don't know. Want to try it?
Right. Okay. You don't need to give up. Ladies too, but it's a different kind of a thing. This senior citizens and things like that. They.
Do they have a group like that out here?
They have a senior citizens organization here. But I tell you, after I retired, I felt like this. All the many years that I got up at 5:30 and 5:45 to get ready to go to work and had to be somewhere on time and everything had to be on a schedule. And after I retired in 64, I made up my mind that I wasn't going to have one single day the rest of my life that I had to go somewhere on a certain day at a certain time. And when people have asked me, oh, there's so many of them asked me to join this and join that. Here and Mary, I said, I appreciate it. And I said, but I do not intend to ever, as long as I live, have to have a schedule where I have to go somewhere on a certain day and do a certain thing. And just tie myself down to it. I'm going to take whatever comes each day and do what I want to do. And I think people owe it to themselves when they worked as many years as I have.
Where were you working then?
Sinclair Refining Company.
What did they do?
Oil company.
I don't think I know where
that is. Well, they've closed out now. They merged with Atlantic Richfield. So I get my pension check from Atlantic Richfield.
Nice. Comes in handy.
You better bet it does.
Prices what they are today. Going back to your grandmother, going visiting, where did she...
My grandmother was a and they're still using... Now her brother, George they're still using some of his law books at the University of Georgia now.
Is that right?
Law books that he wrote. They're still using. I have a nephew that's over there now.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me, says they're still using some of Uncle George's law books now.
Just like
and how many years ago that's been? That was before I was born. So they've been in that school a many a year.
Still good reading, huh? They live out in the country?
Oh, they live about 3 doors down from me. That's my grandmother's brother.
Mm-hmm. They're still there?
No, they're all dead. The whole family's gone from down here now, the 2 girls. Eileen, the oldest girl, never married, but... Sadie, the youngest girl, married. I don't know whether you've ever heard of Mark or not. He was with UPI. And they both wrote. And Mark died. Mark died, then Sadie died.